Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
I'm Lauren Bald.
And Cameo Wynn.
And we are Atypical Design Studio.
Yes.
And every week I surprise Cameo with a new topic. And today I decided that we are going to start a new series.
Ooh.
It's going to be fun. So we'll mix these in every couple weeks or whatever we feel like it.
I'm excited to see this.
Yes, and it is called, big reveal, Design Dictionary.
Ooh, oh boy, so putting me on the spot.
What we're gonna do is, I've got a couple of terms on our very high-tech
origami.
Our high-tech origami cards. And then we'll just like pull one from random, and we have six terms that we will go over. Design terms, project terms, stuff that you guys maybe have heard and you don't understand the exact meaning.
I'm nervous.
Of it.
What if I don't know the right
you
answer?
They're easy. Okay, trust good. Me, you're gonna be fine. but wanted to kind of like give our thought, a little bit of insight on them and like how we interpret them to mean. And then we're also gonna have a newsletter that goes out on Fridays that will also give a little bit more detail on the terms as well, and maybe like some edits and corrections,
some corrections
as needed. So make sure you are signed up to receive the newsletter.
Okay.
Cool. So you want to pick?
Should I just pick one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, that one's two.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait.
Done it. Case goods.
Is it backwards?
Probably. I don't know.
Case goods. Backwards.
Okay, so do I just explain what that is?
Well, we can, let's talk about it. What's a case good? How do we use a case good? What is it like? Yeah.
So a case good is a term for a piece of furniture that is basically not like an upholstered piece. So
yes, good job.
Thank you. Whether it's a sideboard or a cocktail table.
A dresser.
Nightstand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like kind of a generic term for non-upholstered furniture.
So. Ding, ding, ding.
Yay. do you know why they call it case goods?
I don't, actually. I think if I were to
sounds
guess.
Sounds like it's a European thing.
If I were to guess, I think it probably has something to do with like the manufacturing side of things.
I'm gonna Google it.
You know, like whether it's I don't know why. I just know what it is.
Oh, it's because it's like the case is basically like a box. Mm. So it's like something that's built within a case or a box.
Yeah. Okay. So probably more like a dresser or a buffet or less a side table or a cocktail table, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. But I think it's still like a general term. It probably came from that. It probably came from like desks and dressers and in old Victorian times.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on that.
Old Victorian times.
It originated.
Excuse me, but I'm looking for some case goods.
Yes.
I'm very bad at accents. Just clearly.
Alright, what's next?
Okay, let's see. Book match. That's a fun one.
Yes.
Okay, so book match is a term that, my understanding again, that's used for like slab material, so natural stone, or even you know, different grains in woods. Mm-hmm. So basically when you cut a piece of stone or through a piece of wood, you book match it so that the pattern is mirrored.
Yes.
Good. We're on the same wavelength. Yes.
Yes. So it's a mirror, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just like you open a book. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
and
the pattern matches.
You open a book and it matches.
Yeah. Which you can do some really cool stuff with stone specifically. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you, this is definitely for the right budget, but like, if you did an entire shower wall in a slab, you could book match it and create like a really beautiful pattern.
We did it over a bathtub, like the splash behind a bathtub that was like a freestanding tub, in a book match, and it was really pretty. So
yeah, and it's also really pretty on cabinetry. Mm-hmm. If you do more of like a live, what is it called? Why am I blanking right now? Perfect timing to not remember. The different like cuts
a,
on
like oh, a like riff song or
like a riff song is more like the
striated.
Yeah. I think it's just live song.
Live song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you see more of the grain and the pattern, so you can book match it. And that's a really pretty way to create pattern on cabinetry or furniture or anything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good job.
Thank you.
Two for two.
Ding ding.
Next
ding.
One.
Okay, let's see. We've got a soffit.
Like, it, like, that's exciting.
I'm trying to make it.
It's like the least exciting one. This is educational. It doesn't have to be entertaining.
It is. Okay, so
it's a soffit. It's like when you open a present that's like really crappy, but you're like,
thanks. So cool. I love these socks. I think, okay, so a soffit is basically like a drop down in a ceiling. Mm-hmm. So it can be any part of the ceiling, whether it's like center of the room or off to the side. But a lot of the times you use a soffit to hide like HVAC or some sort of mechanical or something. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just have really tall ceilings and there's a design where you need to put like a faux soffit in just to, you know, not have some weird ledges and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're working on a project right now where there is a current HVAC soffit in like half of the room, and then we're gonna have to have a soffit for the venting for the range for the cooktop. So then if we did that, then two sides of the room would have soffits and the rest wouldn't, so we're putting in faux soffit for the other two sides, so it actually looks purposeful.
Yeah, like kind of creating a ceiling tray or something like that. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Exactly. Three for three. You're so smart.
Ooh, a living finish. Okay. So this is a good one. So I feel like, and it's a good one to educate people on because this term relates to, like, for example, a brass, like a true brass, or a copper or something like that. When you very first get it, it's like really shiny and bright. And over time it starts to tarnish. Mm-hmm. And that means it's a living finish, which is a good thing because you want it to tarnish. Like, you want it to get that.
Some people do. Some antique. People don't want it. Some people are like, I want it to stay this color as long as I'm here and I don't want it to change. And it's like a personal preference type thing.
And then I would say don't get
a living finish. Don't get a living finish because living finish does mean that it's untreated. So it basically, like, if you've ever seen like really old door handles on buildings and like the part where your thumb and your fingers touch on this door handle is like super, super shiny brass, and all of the other part of it has like darkened over time. So that's a living finish where it's going to age with chemical reactions to, you know, human
the
hands.
Oils on your hands.
Yeah, like, or even like water. The air, water, the weather, the elements, everything like that.
It'll,
and that's why it's called living, because it's going to change. You can't predict how it's going to change. It's going to just, you know, evolve. Yeah. And some people really like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're really like a perfectionist and you don't like to see imperfections, then I would say it's not for you. But you know, I really like doing plumbing, for example, in a living finish, and I like that it's gonna feel a little more aged in a quicker time. But you'll see water spots and stuff like that, and to me, that's just part of it. And it
depends on the design too. Like, maybe in a super like minimal or modern home, you wouldn't want that.
Yeah.
Whereas something a little bit more historic, it would definitely
work well.
Like our swan that we have. Is that a living finish? I don't know.
No. Oh. But it's kind of made to look like that. Mm. I think it's because of all the feathers, you know?
We have a swan faucet in our bathroom.
Come check it out.
Yeah. Well,
We'll give you prized possessions.
We'll give you guys a tour sometime.
Ooh, I might have a hard time with this one. Like, I know what it is, but the actual explanation of it.
Thank you.
A plinth.
Plinth. Another one. Sounds like you have a lift. Plinth.
Okay, so definitely not going to get the technical term here, mm-hmm. but...
I think it's a very broad term, again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking of something like more monolithic, but mm-hmm. I actually don't know if it's specifically a column or if it's just like a monolithic sort of like stand.
Yeah. It's.
Did you look these up? Correct me.
I vaguely looked them up.
Okay.
So a plinth is like a, it's like a solid blocking.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
It's not like there's a specific, I'm sure there may be something additional, like there might be like a plinth column or something like that. That's like a technical term. But I think the way that we use it, that a lot of like furniture places use it, like mm-hmm. a plinth base. It's like, it doesn't have legs. It's got like a solid base. Or if you have a plinth marble table with a plinth base, it's like a solid marble.
Monolithic
base.
Yes. Okay.
It's not like, and it's different from a slab because a slab is like a sheet, right? Mm-hmm. And so a plinth is like either a solid piece or it's made to look like a solid piece.
Yeah, okay. That's like a hafting.
No, I think you got it.
I got it. Okay, well, we have one more.
One more. We're doing pretty good. I hope you guys are feeling very smart after this.
Yes. FFNE.
Good one to end on. We've had so many people recently ask us. I feel like I've had a couple people ask me what that means.
Yes. Fixtures, furniture, and equipment. So a lot of the times, FFNE is sort of used more in like commercial or hospitality, but sometimes residential too. Mm-hmm. And that term is more for, like I said, fixtures, furniture, equipment.
So it's kind of like a walls in, like, do you have an FF&E budget? It's like, that's not going to include like the framing and the drywall and the exterior finishes and, you know, like the tile.
Yeah.
That's all sort of not included in FF&E. So a lot of times, especially in commercial, they'll have like a build out budget, but then FF&E is not included, right? So FF&E has to be like a separate budget.
Yeah.
Furnitures, fixtures, like lighting fixtures, plumbing fixtures, and then equipment can be like, if it's a restaurant, it can be kitchen equipment, or if it's a residence, it can be like appliances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like a lot of the stuff that like the interior designer's scope typically handles. So we usually take care of all of the FF&E. So it can even be like decorative light fixtures or, mm-hmm. You know, the obvious furniture, appliances, plumbing. So mm-hmm. I think that kind of all falls under the umbrella of FF&E.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you hear someone ask about that, the easy way
fixture,
to...
Fixture, furniture, and equipment.
And equipment.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did it!
Great. You're so smart. This is amazing. So yeah, that is our new series called Design Dictionary.
Love it.
And it's, you know, we'll have 6 new terms every couple of weeks and see if how smart Cameo is. So
we're going to have to study up.
They're going to be softballs for you. I'm not going to. And then if there is something that I don't, that's like really hard, I'm not going to like, I'll look it up, but then I'm not going to like quiz you on it. I'll be like, let's look it up together.
Yeah.
This one I didn't know either, you know? Or I was wrong.
I mean, I feel like that this is pretty easy. So.
Yeah.
But we're going to run out of
easy stuff.
Yeah. And then...
Especially if we get into like fabric styles or something. You know, remember in design school, like in the beginning, you learned about like the different types of fabrics.
Mm-hmm.
And like I knew them at the time and I immediately forgot them. So I don't know like what...
That could be just like a whole
thing is fabric.
Thing is just like different types of fabrics.
Like, obviously, you know what, like, velvet is, but, like...
And there's, like, different kinds of velvets.
I know. And then there's, like, the weird... What's the one I'm thinking of that's kind of, like, a tapestry? Like, it's reversible, almost.
I don't know.
Yeah, see?
Uh-oh.
We'll catch up on that and let you guys know. But let us know if there are terms that you don't know what they mean, or if you want them sort of explained.
Or like a specific category.
Explained haphazardly by us. We're happy to oblige.
I would say I'm not the best at the technical terms, but I feel like
nobody wants that. Got it. Nobody wants that anyways. You want realistic definitions of things. Cool. So,
well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for watching, guys. And we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye. Thanks.
Bye.